keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
4 minutes past the hour at 3 o'clock. It is a busy Thursday edition of the Gym Class. Getting ready to come your way here on KGYM. We're going to talk with our man from Las Vegas, John Cranton. Plenty to talk about as far as the NBA and college basketball world is concerned. We'll do that here in just a little bit. Day one of the traditional state wrestling tournament going on at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. We'll get you up to date on the latest as far as the 3A's from earlier this morning. 1A is going on right now. They're at the just about at the end of the first round of the championship bracket. Then they'll double back for the consolations coming up in a little bit. We got basketball coming your way tonight in all three frequencies right here on KGYM. We'll tell you about that and a whole lot more, including Iowa State's big win last night on the road down at Manhattan, Kansas. All that and more coming up. Gym Class, KGYM. From our studios in the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, Gym Class getting ready to come your way right here on KGYM for a Thursday. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, Alex Kuhn, our producer. Love this time of the year. This is when you just don't have enough time to get everything in as far as the day is concerned and your sports report is concerned, because you got basketball going on, you didn't even get to that, wrestling going on as well, just everything out there. It's fun, it's busy, but I like it. I like it a whole bunch out there. We're going to get you updated on state wrestling. We will do that coming up here in just a little bit as everything is going on. The eight-ring circus is underway at the Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. And the 3A is already in the book for the day. 1A is going on right now. And we'll get you updated on what's happening here in just a little bit. Talk about a big win last night for the Iowa State Cyclones, as well as they topped Kansas State, and Kansas State falling to 5-8, but apparently don't worry about it. I've got a new team. Oklahoma State keeps winning, so I'm going to jump on the Kansas State bandwagon on why in God's name are they still in bracketology. Mm. Good afternoon, Mark.
Afternoon. It was a really, really good win for Iowa State. Played extremely well, especially in the first half, and Solomon Young.
Yeah.
A big freshman, 6'8", thick guy. Perhaps the answer for Iowa State on the inside, as he went off for 18 and 12 and really gave this team a lift. And if he can keep doing that, that's a big plus for the Cyclones.
Well, and also hit some shots. Iowa State was hitting threes in that first half of play and got a 20-point lead. And Kansas State, to me anyway, between bowling frames, looked to be playing very tight last night. That's what appeared to me to be anyway. Very tight.
See, Iowa State was the converse of that, I think. Very loose. And played decent defense for especially the first half. And, you know, it's hard for both teams when it's a 20-point game. But teams can come back so fast anymore. I think Kansas State got it within, what, 5 or 6 a couple times?
Got it down to 6 in the second half. And then Iowa State hit some big free throws. They made the free throws last night to help pull away a little bit. That's a big win for Iowa State, and I thought it would be a crippling loss for Kansas State, but apparently I'm wrong on that front. But, hey, it is what it is. Joe Lunardi still has Kansas State solidly in the field despite their Big 12 record.
They do have a pretty favorable schedule from here on out in the regular season, so maybe that's what he's banking on.
Yeah, could be. Your thoughts, Cyclone fans, 319-366-1600. That is the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. Again, that is 319-366-1600. Love to hear from you out there. Talk about that. We'll kick that around. We will have a Bowling Night in America wrap-up from last night's position night out at the Mays City Bowl. We'll talk to John Cranton coming up in a little bit. But first and foremost, it is the state wrestling tournament going on at the Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. And great first round in Class 3A from earlier on, especially if your name was Southeast Polk. And I think there's no doubt that they are going to win the championship. It's just by a matter of how much, but there is still a lot of wrestling to go on out there. Right now, they are wrapping up the first round on the championship side in Class 1A. In fact, going on right now, Jared Brinkman is out on the mats. He is from Regina, of course, 34-1, headed to UNI to play football. He's taking on Chase Ahrens from Dyke New Hartford. That one is just underway right now, I should say.
3A in the books. The 3A wrestlers took to the mats at 9 o'clock this morning, and they are through the first round and the first round of consolation. So team scores right now in Class 3A, and Scott will have some individual results after this. Southeast Polk with a point-and-a-half lead over Fort Dodge, 30 points to 28.5. North Scott coming in the third right now through the first round, 22.5 points. West Des Moines Valley right on North Scott's heels at 22. Fifth place, Western Dubuque, soon to join the Mississippi Valley Conference in fifth place with 19. Iowa City High tied with Johnston, sixth place at 18. Rounding up the top 10, Waverly Shell Rock at 8, Waukee 9, Council Bluffs TJ, and Indianola in 10th. From the Valley, Hempstead right now at 13th, Zeta Falls 15th, Iowa City West tied for 16th, along with Prairie, Kennedy at 19, and on down the list. So there's your first round Class 3A team scores.
Prairie had a tough first round.
They did.
They went 2-5 in that first round as far as the championship bracket is concerned. Did you give 1As yet, or do you want to do that before I give the 3As individuals? Or?
Well, why don't you give the 3A individuals, and by that time maybe the 1A will have wrapped up.
All right.
For the first round.
All right, let's go ahead and tackle that right now. Let's just start. No particular order or anything like that. Cedar Rapids, Jefferson, we'll start there. Matt Culver and Tavian Rashad both advanced, and Zach Main is out. So Jefferson has, he lost twice today, so the Jayhawks with two moving on. For Cedar Rapids, Kennedy, three out of their four, one in the first round. Cam Shaver, Ben Saracen, and Garrett Kubovec won. Sam Pape lost twice, so his state tournament is completed. Cedar Rapids, Washington had one. Will Foreman, still alive, lost in the first round to Lochner of Fort Dodge, but then came back to beat Lucas Hammering of Prairie in the wrestlebacks by a score of 15-4. Speaking of Prairie, and like we said, it was a tough first round for the Hawks. They did get a win at 106 from Conrad Braswell. As we mentioned, Harmoning at 126 lost twice, so he is out. Trenton Wintermark was the other winner. He is still in the championship round at 132. Casey Hogan lost twice. He is out. Chase St. John still alive at 145 in the wrestlebacks. He lost his first round, but won his wrestleback. Tiger Witters is out. He lost twice today. And Preston LaGrange lost his first-round matchup to Max Lyon, of course, the undefeated wrestler for Western Dubuque. But he did come back to get a pin over Kragenbrink from Dubuque-Hempstead. So Prairie with two in the championship round, and the Hawks still with two in the wrestlebacks. They did lose three today. For Marion, the Conways both won their first-round matchups. Caleb at 145, Colin at 152. Gady and Hiller lost twice. They are both out. Lindmar is down to one. Alex Stryker won his first-round match. Braden Schultz lost twice, and he is out of the tournament. For Cedar Rapids, Xavier and the Saints, they have still alive two in the wrestlebacks. They lost all three of their first-round matches. Patrick Chambers lost twice. He is out. Josh Gerke had a really tough first-rounder against Grant Stotts of West Des Moines Valley, and Stotts won it 5-4, but Gerke came back to win 7-4 over Dalton Woody of Waverly Shell Rock in the consolations. Alex Francis is still alive as well. For Iowa City High, pretty good first round for the Little Hawks today, as winning first round matches were Dykes at 195 and Buckland at 220, and City High with their other four wrestlers alive in the wrestlebacks. It's Borman, Harney, Kaduhu, and Brock Hunger at 182. They are still all alive for the Little Hawks. And for Iowa City West, Hans van Rabino at 106 was a winner. Nelson Brands, 152, won by technical fall. Carter Rowader won at 160 pounds. Alex Aguirre still alive at 120. Guy Snow lost twice and he is out of the tournament for Iowa City West. So that's 3A.
Class 1A wrapping up right now, Class 2A this evening. Your team scores right now with not quite the first round complete. As Scott said, they're at the 285 weight class right now. Up-to-date scores, Lisbon, your dual meet state champions from yesterday, in the lead, 2 points ahead of Don Bosco. Lisbon has 19, Don Bosco 17. Sibley Ocheden and Westwood tied for third at 12. Albernett, Martinsdale, St. Mary's tied for fifth with 11 points. North Lynn in seventh place right now. Iowa City, Regina with 8, and that does not include Jared Brinkman, who probably will go on with a first-round victory. Iowa Valley and Sigourney Kyoto in 12th place right now.
1A's taking a look. They haven't gone to the WrestleBacks as of yet. Let's just go down the line for our locals here and see how they are doing. For Albernett, Jameis Wilson, a winner, 106. Ben Moyer had to take on Alex Thompson in the first round. And Thompson, of course, looking for his third this year, got the victory by technical fall. Also, Mason Wickman at 132, a winner for Al Burnett. Tanner Hoyer lost to Chase McLaughlin of Lisbon in the first round, 6-4. Tucker Franklin lost his first-round match, and we don't have the consolation started as of yet in Class 1A. Tanner Sloan at 171 by a pin over Daniel Martinson of Akron Westfield. Moving on to the team leader, Lisbon, and congratulations to the Lions for winning the duels last night. They had a good first round, 106. Kobe Siebrecht was a winner by fall. Cale Happel, the freshman at 50-3 at 113 pounds, he won by a pin as well over Quest Brown. There's some great names, by the way. There are names in here. You know, you got your football names in Texas that you can all. The dad has his sights set on this young man playing football. Same thing in Iowa. You got a lot of wrestling names out there that you just know they're going to be wrestlers.
Quest. I think of Johnny Quest.
Quest.
Okay.
Quest Brown of West Central Valley fell to Cale Happel today. Moorfeld at 120 for Lisbon, 1. Cooper Siebrecht of Lisbon, 1 at 132. Chase McLaughlin, as we mentioned, beat Hoyer of Albernett at 138. Caden Kilbrook did lose his first-round match. He'll have a wrestle back coming up. Werdeman at 170, 1 by a fall. At 195, Jake Jeanette did lose 12-6, and Logan O'Connor lost at 220 for Lisbon as well. For North Lynn in the first round, they went a perfect 3-0. The Hendersons won. Brock Henderson at 120, Brady Henderson at 126, and future Iowa Hawkeye footballer Kyler Schott won at 285 pounds in 12 seconds over Jaron McKibben of Odebolt Arthur Battle Creek, Ida Grove. That's OA-BCIG, Mark, as you know.
Of course.
And won in a big way right there. Regina. Find that. So far, Regina with 3 wins. Ryan Schott at 160, a winner. Nick Milder at 171. Mason Simpson lost his first round. He'll have a wrestle back coming up. Jared Brinkman won by pin in 120 over Chase Aarons of Dyke, New Hartford. So there you go. Wrestling going on.
Class 2A tonight and a big, big day tomorrow. Often the best day, even though the championships are on Saturday. Friday's rounds are really some of the best you'll see.
Yeah, and they are just getting underway right now with the consolations. So if the wrestler lost in the first round, obviously they can wrestle back to get, I believe, as high as 7th if you lose in that first round. Don't quote me on that, but you can still have a chance
get
to
get third, can't you?
Maybe it is third. Yeah. I don't know. Okay, third. We'll go third. Sorry, Mark. Sorry, everybody.
It's a long way
there.
Back, but I think you can get third.
You can. I know you can medal. I know you can medal and get on the stand. All right, so there you go. That is the story from Wells Fargo Arena right now and the state wrestling tournament that is underway over there. Mark Godfrey will not be back as the North Carolina State basketball coach. That was announced earlier on today, but he is going to close out the season for the Wolfpack, which is very unusual right there. Play underway at Riviera. Zach Johnson's not playing this week. One of probably just a handful of the big names not playing at the Genesis.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, headlined by the fact that Tiger not only withdrawing from tournaments, but withdrawing from news conferences now because he's resting his back. So that's going
pretty strenuous.
That's going on as well. And the poll question, you want to give that before we talk to John Cranton coming up?
I can indeed. And as everyone knows, spring training is underway. I've been to both Arizona and Florida to view spring training, and it's a delight each site. We want to ask you, where would you rather spend spring training? Would it be in Florida or Arizona? That's KGYMRadio.com is where you can find the poll question and also our upcoming programming. The poll question brought to you by Emil's Hideaway, located on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's. And Todd Brommelkamp and I were talking before the show, and you know, there was a day, Scott, that only six or eight teams were in Arizona. Everybody else is in Florida.
Yeah.
And now it's 15 and 15.
Yep.
So you have your options, either state you go to, and I don't think you can go wrong either place.
No.
Cactus or grapefruit.
This is almost like, what would you rather have, ice cream or cake?
Yeah. And it depends on your favorite team.
Absolutely.
I'm probably going to want to go to Florida.
Well, I've been to Arizona on a couple of different occasions, which is probably the weather's better in Arizona, especially now that baseball's out of Tucson completely. All 15 are in the Phoenix area right now, as far as Arizona is concerned. The Indians and the Rockies used to be down at Tucson, and it'd get cold down there every so often. Florida's got the hot, humid weather, obviously, but sometimes you can get some very cool days, and you get a lot of rain as well in Florida. I have found that out.
Yeah, I know in Florida, having been there about 3 years ago, that you know you can drive up and down a thoroughfare and maybe see, you know, several different parks. I was in the Naples area and attended the Twins.
The Red Sox are there as well.
Yeah.
They share.
Yeah. So
Dodgers and the White Sox share a facility.
Yeah.
So a lot of them, that's what they're doing now. A lot of the old haunts are gone, though, now in Florida. Headlined by Vero Beach. I mean, the Dodgers were there forever in Vero.
Yeah.
And they have moved.
One time I was in Arizona covering Cal Eldred, and we'll have Cal on. Here within about a month. He was in Milwaukee. They were in Chandler at the time.
Yep.
And that was, 20, 30 years ago, but it was almost a brand new park, and the Giants were playing at the AAA stadium, I think.
Which is now where Arizona State plays. Yeah. They've taken that over.
So, yeah. Where would you rather spend spring training, Florida or Arizona? That's our poll question today.
There you go. KGYMRadio.com. 3:22. We will take a break, come back, and we'll talk to John Cranton from Jim Fife Sports in Las Vegas when we return after this. You're listening to the Thursday edition of the Gym Class, KGYM.
I got mine for $189. You can too at the Coraville Used Car Superstore. Josh Orthel, it's a great deal.
It's the tax time special purchase sale in your choice 2016 Hyundai Elantras or 2015 Chrysler 200s from $11,990 or $189 down, $189 a month.
And you said tax time.
If you have a tax refund, we can make it work for you. Over 100 vehicles under $6,000, financing as low as 1.9%, and guaranteed credit approval.
February's big at the Coraville Used Car Superstore across from Randy's Carpets.
Refunds are the reason, but even if you don't have one, all you need is $189 down.
And say mine for $189.
2016 Elantras or 2015 Chrysler 200s from $11,990. Buy just $189 down, $189 a month. Over 2,000 vehicles, budget buys under $5,000, huge choice under $10,000, and guaranteed credit approval. That's big!
You always get more at the Coraville Used Car Superstore across from Randy's Carpets.
Online, McGrathAuto.com, click specials.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
What are you doing, Dave? We need help with payroll.
I'm doing squats, Mr. Employee of the Month. I'm taking your advice and I'm working my butt off.
That's not what I meant.
Glutes of steel, feel them. Right here.
Oh, Dave, now I have to call HR.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
At the gym, we know good sportsmanship matters during a game and in life.
And we want to recognize good sports, like you, with KGYM's Community MVP.
So if your nonprofit group is holding an event to help folks around here, let us know.
Just go to KGYMradio.com, click on Community MVP, and give us all the details.
Because you deserve most valuable player status for doing something great.
And we want to help you get the word out.
KGYM's Community MVP, brought to you by Fairfax State Savings Bank.
Monday through Friday from 3 to 4, the gym class with UNASH and Dukes. KGYM.
Back with you here in the gym class, KGYM, here on this Thursday. A reminder, APC coming your way next, and they will have chances for you to win, or a chance, I should say, for you to win. Tickets to see the Rough Riders coming up on Friday, February 24th. That is a week from tomorrow, 7:05. Salute to Service Night, when the Riders will take on Team USA. All active and retired military and their families can get discounted tickets to the game. Learn more at KGYMradio.com. They'll also be down in Iowa City tomorrow for the KGYM road trip. Looking forward to that. It's driven by Linder Tire and brought to you by the Coach's Corner in Iowa City. So tune in from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock tonight. High school basketball. We've got boys district action beginning at around 6:50 tonight on the South Gym, 106.3 FM. It'll be West Branch hosting Wapello in a good district semifinal matchup. And then later on, the regular season finale at 7:30, senior night tonight at Iowa City West, as it will be the number one rated Trojans hosting the defending 3A state champion Xavier Saints tonight. Phil Dunn and I will be down there 7:30 for that one. That'll be at 1600 AM and 107.5, and as soon as Alex's game is done, 106.3 FM will join up with us as well and bring you the probably the second half of our game, or thereabouts anyway. And yeah, senior night down there at West. Fran and Margaret going to escort Connor.
Good group of seniors.
Devontae. Yeah, I think pretty good.
Devontae Lane.
Pretty good.
I mean, how would you pick an athlete of the year at that school? You got Oliver Martin. Devontae Lane's had a heck of a year. I don't know who else, but there's so many of them.
Well, Nate Disterhoff, too.
Nate Disterhoff.
Yeah, he's good to see the Disterhoffs tonight as well. Except poor planning on someone's part, because the Iowa women are playing tonight as well. Mm. So Allie will be playing up the road.
It's not going to work out too well.
I don't know how that's going to happen, but I think the Disterhoffs probably have it figured out. All right, John Cranton, he's got it figured out, and he joins us from Las Vegas, Jim Fye Sports, and you can follow Jim on the Twitter as well, at Jim Feist Sports is his Twitter handle out there. John, how you doing?
I'm doing good, gentlemen. I love that poll question, too, because Vegas is about a four-hour drive to Phoenix, and I guess I have to vote for Florida, because last time I went down, I couldn't get a hotel room. I couldn't get a seat at the stadium. I had to stand in the outfield, and one of the pitchers I saw for the Mariners had absolutely electric stuff in spring training. I made a little note, this guy's going to have a great season. Well, he ended up having a terrible season, which is why I'm in Vegas and not scouting for the Cubs right now.
Well, the other thing, John, we have to let you know about, and somebody on Twitter pointed this out to everybody here, apparently it is going to be warmer in eastern Iowa this weekend than it's going to be in Las Vegas. Can you confirm or deny that?
Well, I'll confirm it, because I was just talking with Alec about that, and it's about 66 here and beautiful. It's almost like the spring has come, but he said that you guys are having sensational weather too, so maybe spring's here.
That'd be great. That would be great.
John, let's talk some basketball. It's getting to be a very, very interesting time of year, and in the Big Ten, we got another interesting matchup tonight. Wisconsin, fresh off a loss to Northwestern, facing a Michigan team that seems to be gaining some momentum right in about in the middle of the pack in the Big Ten. What are your thoughts here?
Yeah, let's follow the money on this one. Michigan at home, one-point favorite. Now up to 2.5, so the folks are looking at home court here as being the difference. There's a lot of money coming in on the total, because it's plummeted from 128 to 124.5, and I can kind of see that. This shapes up as a defensive duel. You got two of the top three teams defensively and scoring in the Big Ten. Wisconsin, I really like their offense. It's very balanced, which is going to help. And it'll help, too, because Koenig is probably not going to play tonight. He played a little bit the last game with that leg injury, but really couldn't do anything. But they do have other guys that they can go to. But, of course, the Badgers rely on this defense, tops in the Big Ten in points allowed, under 60 points per game. They're fifth in field goal shooting defense. They played that kind of game against Northwestern the last one. They were 11.5-point favorite, too, and they lost the game straight up in a low-scoring defensive game. Now they're heading out to a Michigan team that really plays its best ball at home, 13-3, and they're playing pretty good right now, winning 4 of 6 games. Their last game was on the road at Indiana. They were an underdog, and they won by 12 points. It's a veteran team, which you don't always see this these days in college basketball. Irvin and Walton are both seniors, and Wilson is a junior. And they're playing pretty good right now. They did play last month at Wisconsin. They were a 10-point underdog, and it was a defensive game. They lost by 4 points. And in that game, Wisconsin missed 10 free throws. That's probably a big part of why they didn't come close to covering the number. So is that the norm? Well, I'm afraid it is. They are 12th in the Big Ten in free throw shooting, a miserable 66%. Keep in mind, the underdog is 14-3 against the Vegas number when these teams play. So I'm going to have to look at a low-scoring defensive game. It's 4-1 under the total when they meet here at Michigan. So I'll say both teams score under 60 points. I'll go with Michigan 59-56 on a defensive slugfest.
I would agree with you on the defensive side of things. And a great win last night for Maryland as well in Chicago over Northwestern. Tonight in the Pac-12, Oregon. And Oregon has been just rolling. Maybe the hottest team in the country. They're up to number 7. And they will host Utah tonight. Side note, Oregon, please do not stare directly into the television screens tonight because they are wearing something called electric green uniforms. You saw the yellow highlighter ones? These are kind of limeish green highlighter ones, and they are hideous. Will they perform well in those uniforms?
Oh, boy, this must be the weekend. I heard that Iowa's having, the whiteout night this weekend. And
Saturday.
Oregon is going to go with these, fluorescent colors tonight. Yeah, this is a good match. There's quite a few good Pac-12 teams, better than the recent years, such as UCLA and Arizona. You're going to get a look at this electric offense with Oregon tonight. Utah comes in winning 2 in a row, but hey, they were 15- and 16-point favorites against both Washington schools and won easily. But take a look at the last two road games. Didn't play that well. They lost to Cal, giving up 77 points, and before that they gave up 81 to Stanford in a couple of losses. And don't forget, they were an 11-point favorite at home to San Francisco, a defensive team, and gave up 89 points, losing it straight up. With that said, it's a pretty good offense for Utah. They're tops in the Pac-12 in shooting, over 52% as a team. Downside is that they can't hit the freebies, 63% from the line. Really bad team. They are in the role of underdog here, of 9.5-point underdog at Oregon, and they're very good in that role, 21-9-3 against the spread. But as you mentioned, this Oregon team really has so many weapons, 5 players in double-digit scoring. They're electric on offense. Last 5 games, though, 3 wins and 2 losses, having some trouble at times. One of the guys I like is Jordan Bell. He's only the 5th leading scorer, but he's one of these role-playing guys is more team-oriented. He leads them in rebounds. He shoots 51% as a team. And he last 4 games, 15 assists, 7 blocks. He's really a terrific all-around player. When Oregon plays against the Pac-12, they're sensational, 35-16 against the spread. They did meet last month at Utah. And the thing that's kind of disappointing for Utah is they out-rebounded the Ducks by 5. They shot 38% from the field at home, but they couldn't even hit 70 points in a loss that Oregon won. So it's difficult for me to back Utah 0-7-1 against the spread when they face this Oregon team. So I'm going to have to look for a high-scoring game here, an offensive show, probably an 80-70 final score. The total here is 144. But Oregon has everything in their favor for tonight, and I think that Pac-12 bad free-throw shooting team for Utah may hurt them tonight in a time when they really need to shoot everywhere well tonight.
John's Gonzaga puts its number 1 ranking and 26-game winning streak on the line tonight at home against San Francisco. The Dons lost by 15 at home to this team. I'm going to say 20 or more points here.
Yeah, you're right. It's down actually from 22 to 21-point favorite Gonzaga is. The total is 145. And that's a pretty good San Francisco team, 18 wins, 9 losses on the year. It's been a very good season. Yeah, they are off a bad game. They were a favorite at home to BYU, and they lost by 16 points the last game. But they've actually been very good in the role of bounce back this season. They had a game where they lost by 20 to St. Mary's, but they bounced back and crushed Pacific by 21 points the next game. And note that San Fran, as a road underdog, is 10-4 against the spread. And, you know, when these teams met back in early January, it was a shootout. Gonzaga won 95-80 as a 10.5-point favorite. But that's not really the style that the San Francisco team plays. They're actually a slow-paced defensive style, and both these teams are in the top three in the West Coast Conference in points allowed. San Francisco is just 64.6 points per game allowed. So that earlier meeting with Gonzaga, you can kind of throw that out. That's not really the style that San Francisco plays. Gonzaga, they're just so talented. They can play any style at all. They can run, but they're also terrific on defense. They got the big seven-footers up front, and they can play defense as well. And note that when these teams play here at Gonzaga, it's actually a defensive game, 9-3-1 under the total. So that's the way I'm going to have to look at this game, because as big as this number is, Gonzaga is absolutely incredible with these Vegas numbers, 25-5-1 against the spread. So it's tough to go against that team. However, I'm going to have to slightly lean towards San Francisco, but I look for a slower pace defensive game, unlike that earlier meeting. Maybe Gonzaga 70-60 as San Francisco. I think they're going to control the pace tonight.
Yeah, and this is probably the last big roadblock before the conference tournament for Gonzaga. So with San Francisco with 18 wins. Looking ahead to Saturday, you mentioned it, John. It's a big day. I was going to be helping out Kenny Arnold with the whiteout and the T-shirt sales, etc. For that, of course, the former Hawkeye from that Final Four team who's is battling a lot of health issues going on right now. And Iowa welcomes in an Illinois team. Iowa's had a week to get ready for this thing and try to get off this a little bit of a mini losing streak.
Yeah, they had that double overtime game against Minnesota. That was a tough loss. Well, you lose by 12 points, but it was double overtime, very unusual. And then that Michigan State game was just a defensive slugfest on the road. And Iowa actually led at the half. And the disturbing part is the two straight games now, 21 turnovers for the Hawkeyes. They clearly kind of needed a break here, which they got it. Plus, Peter Chalk is just so good at the free throw line, but he's got to get some help. Certainly coming home is going to help. And then this Illinois team comes into town with a very erratic team here, 4-9 in the Big Ten. They are on a 2-7 run. We saw them 2 games ago. They won at Northwestern as an underdog, 6-point dog. They win 68-61. However, how erratic is this team? The last game, they were at home against Penn State, 4.5-point favorite with all that momentum, and they lost, giving up 83 points. The biggest reason, really, is defense. They just can't get it done. Not a big team in the front court. They're last in the conference in block shots. They're second to last in field goal shooting defense, which you got to believe that the Iowa offense is really going to click this one. And it's a revenge spot, too, as when they met last month, Illinois got the win 76-64 and really just blew Iowa out in the first half. So I got to believe the Hawkeyes are going to have a chip on their shoulder. That was a game where Peter Jock was battling a back injury. He wasn't 100%, but with the time off here, certainly a good spot for a nice bounce-back spot for the home team. And I'm going to look at an up-tempo game. I think the Iowa offense can really score probably over 80 points against this weak Illinois defense. So I'll go with Iowa 82-70 in a payback game.
John Cran from Jim Fife Sports joining us from Las Vegas on the Gym Class here at 3:36. John, Iowa State returns home after a very, very nice win last night at Kansas State, and it's revenge time against TCU.
Yeah, that's right. The Cyclones are playing pretty well here. We're going nice 3-1 run on the season, and the win against Kansas State was very impressive, scoring 87 points against a terrific defensive, normally, Kansas State team. And don't forget, they had that win at Kansas, number 3 Kansas, as a 10-point underdog in overtime. So things are kind of clicking right now, getting some nice momentum for this four-guard attack that is really capable of hanging with anybody when they're clicking. And then TCU comes into town. Okay, 17 wins, but you know, this is a team that played a soft early schedule, 11-1 start, and they've really kind of struggled since the 3-6 run for the first-year coach in Jamie Dixon. They had played last night, losing at home to Oklahoma State, giving up 71 points. But note that the Cowboys shot 50% from the field, hit 8 of 20 three-pointers. That's 40%. That's really a good sign that the Iowa State offense is going to be able to click inside and out. And it's a revenge game, because that one they played last month, TCU scored 84 points, winning and covering. They really only have 2 guys, Rod Ziemski, who had a big game, as well as the junior, Gerald Williams. But it's just not a big team. I got to believe that the Iowa offense, with its four-guard attack and multiple scoring options, is going to be able to bounce back. Plus, you throw in the revenge option. So I think Iowa State can top 80 points in this one. So I'll go Iowa State 83-72 in a revenge game.
All right. And speaking of the Big 12, Kansas and Baylor, the return match comes up this week. And Kansas already dialed up one miracle back on Monday night. Not sure they're going to need it again, but we shall see anyway. How about this game?
Yeah, that was quite a game against an attacking West Virginia defense. Ended up going overtime, 84-80. Kansas really played ugly, 34% shooting, but they can play any style. They ended up forcing 21 turnovers. One thing we notice in Kansas is a lot of these public teams, they're overrated against the betting number. That's the case with the Jayhawks, 4-10-1 spread run. But with that said, they really can do everything. They can play defense, they can steal, and they can score. And they're facing this Baylor team here that's not playing very well the last five games, 2-3 run. They got a lot of height in the front court. However, didn't help them at Texas Tech as they gave up 84 points Monday in a loss as a road favorite. They do have an impressive resume with some wins over Michigan State, Louisville, Xavier, and Oregon. They're shutting down that Oregon offense, too, but not playing very well of late. And when you look at the first meeting earlier in the year, was a Baylor losing at Kansas 73-68 in a very close one. When you look at the stats on that game, it was really dead even all the way. It was 64-all with 2:23 left. Both teams shot just under 42%. The rebounds were pretty much even, as were the turnovers at 15. So I'm going to look at a dead-even game again, and I'll look at a defensive game as Kansas 8-3 run under the total. Baylor in Big 12 play 13-4 under, and that first meeting was lower scoring. So I'm going to look at a close defensive battle on Saturday.
Steve Alford's last loss as the UCLA coach was at USC. John, Los Angeles has two 20-win teams. This is another revenge spot for UCLA.
Yeah, it looks like quite a few here in this very good Pac-12. And, yeah, that was their last loss, UCLA, because they turned it around and won four in a row. The Trojans, when you look at them, yeah, they're 21-5, but their stats are kind of in the middle of the pack in just about most of the stats for the conference. So I think jury's kind of still out on how good this group really is. They won 21 games a year ago. They finished very weak, a 3-8 run. And right now I have to question whether this team is built to survive it. The stretch, they come off the game against Oregon, giving up 81 points. They had 17 turnovers, and they didn't shoot very well either. Then you got this UCLA team. You know, they had a losing record a year ago, 15-17. What a difference a year makes, and what a difference an influx of young talent makes. These two freshmen, Leaf and Ball, are really electric all-around players. You combine them with the seniors, Alford and Hamilton, in the backcourt, and it's really a terrific UCLA team. I guess the one weakness is UCLA just not covering these Pac-12 betting numbers, 3-15 against the spread. However, it is a revenge spot because USC won the first game 84-76 as a 7-point underdog. It was an offensive show, but UCLA has not lost then. So I'm going to look not only revenge, but for another up-tempo, high-scoring game. I'm going to turn the tide on USC and say that UCLA wins this one in a shootout, 84-75.
Yeah, defense isn't their only weakness. That's personal. Before we let you go, one NBA game tonight, the Bulls and the Celtics, one of two anyway. But we can talk about that a little bit as the Celtics and the Bulls go at it.
Yeah, this game opened Chicago 1 last night. Now pick them, so they're looking for a close one here. The Celtics on a nice 11-1 run. They beat their rivalry game against the 76ers last night. But they're on the second of a back-to-back spot, having played last night. And three of their starters played over 34 minutes. I wonder if the road trek, which they went out west and now coming back home, if that's taken a toll because they had a season-high 24 turnovers last night. Now they have to fly to the Windy City, and you get this erratic Bulls team, 4-6 the last 10 games. However, they come off that nice home win against Toronto as an underdog, which ended a three-game skid. The real major concern, though, is they're in the bottom 10 defensively in field goal shooting, defense, and three-point. But still, the situation kind of says a nice spot for the rested home team. But I'll also look at an up-tempo game here tonight with the defensive weaknesses I just mentioned, plus Boston 21-7-1 run over the total. I go with Chicago 110-105 in a high-scoring game.
Appreciate, as always, all the insight, John. If you have a free play, would love to hear it. Then tell us more about Jim Fife Sports.
Sure, going to the Chicago Bulls Celtics over the total, plus San Francisco and college hoops to cover that huge number. If you're looking for free plays on a recorded message every day from Jim Fife, 888-294-1970, or go to jimfife.com.
Golf courses are open here, John.
I got my 3-wood, baby.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
I'll see you guys.
343, John Krant joining us on Thursdays here in the Gym Class on KGYM. Wrestling going on, the consolation round The first round going on in Class 1A, that at Wells Fargo Arena. We'll give you one more update before we get off the air at 4 o'clock.
Speaking of golf courses, the city has announced Twin Pines is going to open tomorrow at 9 a.m. No carts allowed. Range will be open, only hitting off mats. Brown Deer and Coralville going to open at 10 a.m. tomorrow. Carts will be available there.
On cart pass only, I believe.
On cart pass only, that's right. And I'm pretty sure our friends at St. Andrews are open for business.
Darn right.
That range is going to be busy this weekend.
We may have to get the sticks out Sunday. May have to get the sticks out. February golf, you can't beat that. That's just getting one up on Mother Nature.
A couple
right
of
there.
Years ago, we played in December out at Hunter's
yes,
Ridge.
Yes, we did.
Yeah,
we did. Not this year, but February, that's not too bad. 3:44, we'll take a break, come back on the Gym Class. Stay tuned, more to come after this, KGYM.
Hi, this is Lori Grenier. You've seen me on Shark Tank. Many entrepreneurs love the flexibility that comes with owning their own business. Cabbage offers a line of credit of up to $100,000 with the flexibility small businesses need. Apply online or from your phone. You will get a decision in minutes and can use any amount you need when you need it. Cabbage has provided over $2.5 billion in funding to 90,000 small businesses and is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Go to cabbage.com or call 888-CABBAGE. That's cabbage with a K.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is for you to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
They're gonna kill the love of my life.
Casey!
If I don't go back to what I was doing.
On February 24th.
Our line of work is quite brutal and quite ruthless.
How far would you go for love?
You steal a truck, bring it to me, then you make your money.
Is it dangerous?
Of course it's dangerous!
Nicholas Holt, Felicity Jones, with Ben Kingsley and Anthony Hopkins.
All this trouble, all this pain, for love.
Collide, in theaters February 24th. Rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13.
You'll probably find them either on the golf course or at the bowling alley. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, the Gym Class on KGYM.
3:46, coming your way on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. High school basketball coming up later on. Alex and Eric Peterson will be down at West Branch beginning at 6:50 tonight for the 2A Boys District Semifinal between West Branch and Wapello. That'll be on 106.3 FM. Myself, Phil Dunn, will make the trip down to West High in Iowa City. It'll be number one Iowa City West against defending 3A state champion Xavier tonight. About 7:30 with the pregame for that one. That'll start on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM. 106.3 FM listeners will pick that game up as soon as Alex's game is done tonight. That is basketball. Last night, it was bowling. And this Bowling Night in America wrap up from week 24 of the Mature Evergreen League is brought to you by May City Bowl. They're located on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids.
Didn't sound like there were too many double dribbles out there last night, judging from the scores.
No, it was. I thought it was a pretty good night for scoring last night. Pretty good night indeed.
Talked yesterday about our opponent was a Viking Lounge, and it was position night, a little bit of dough on the line. These guys seem to think that I duck them all the time.
But you're not next week. By gosh.
No, I got a text at 8:53 last night from Wayne Salkin of Viking Lounge. You bowling next week?
I didn't know we were bowling those guys.
I said, yep. I said, good, we bowl you again. So next week will be the first time in ages I will be on the lanes against the Viking Lounge. And
by the way, you
I have
did,
to say I'm looking forward to
you
it.
You did not get in Buzz Moore's head.
I did not get in Brian Moore's head at all.
You did
we'll
not.
Get to his series here in a little bit. But the good news is that the Rusty Nails won the first two games and lost the last by, what, 30-some pins? So.
Well, they were all close. They all came down to the 10th frame. We won the first one by 29, snuck out the second one, by I think, by 8 or something like that.
But we narrowly lost the series, so it was a 2-2 split on points.
Yes.
Yeah. But nevertheless, we collect the dough.
Because we took 2 out of 3 games. Yeah. We got the good 2, as they put it last night.
52-44, the Rusty Nails record right now. Fourth place in the mature Evergreen League.
And only 6.5 out.
I got to say, this Scott Unash character to my left.
I can just golf like this.
Sixth straight outing, he has posted a 600 or better. 656 last night. What's gotten into you, dude?
I don't know. Like I said,
your average is now the same as mine, and last year your average is 178. You've improved about 20 pins.
I can't.
Now, if I can improve
it
that much on the golf course and get back to your level, I'm gonna be very happy. But you put a nice streak together here. That's good to see. Troy Fillingworth.
He had a big streak.
Only his second appearance of the year. He had a 300 in the first game. What did you say, 19 straight strikes?
Went 19 in a row to start things off.
300 game, 823 series. And the aforementioned Brian Buzz Moore, 813.
Yeah, we told Buzz he picked a heck of a night to have an 813. Too bad that Troy was a little bit was hot too, off to our left. Just the lanes off to our left. So.
I didn't have to mention Buzz's name, but
well, Buzz bowled great
out there. 8-13.
It got
just not good enough.
Our colleague and teammate Jeff Bruner. Every time Buzz go up there, Jeff just another strike. another strike, another strike, and that was we had a good night. Both teams had a good night last night.
Yeah, that's good to see.
Both bowled really well, so that was good to see. And despite Matt Young keeping one eye on the Iowa State game for the first,
that might have been the difference.
Might have been. Matt bowled well. Matt bowled well. I'm not.
Mike Bruner bowled well.
Yes, he did. He's had a 200.
Yeah.
In the last game to help
big
out.
Big for him. He was pretty consistent last night. Yeah. Yeah, that's good to see.
Well, he was. Wayne Selkin was telling him he was going to give him lessons as far as lining up.
Oh, don't go down that road. Huh?
To line up.
Not when you're bowling them the same night.
The alignment. No, Wayne's, he's a sporting guy there.
Yeah, he is.
Of the 655.
You beat him by one, didn't you?
I edged him. Hi, Wayne.
Hey, he's going to have about an 800
I
next
know,
week.
And I'm going to have about a 400, especially now.
At any rate, a rematch next week. Looking forward to it against the Viking Lounge. Rusty Nails, again, fourth place in the league and looking for at least as good a week next week as this one. So thanks to May City Bowl again. Another great night, bowling night in America. If you want to inquire about open bowling, league action, equipment, you want to throw a little party out there, give them a call, 362-0136, or visit the website, maycitybowlcr.com.
Yep, a lot of fun last night. It was a lot of fun. Those guys are great to bowl against. They really are. And we'll do it again next week. I didn't even know we were going against them next week till after the festivities were done last night. So.
Well, if I had known that, I'd done a little better job scheduling, huh?
Iowa State, as we mentioned, got a great win last night against Kansas State. They will take on TCU coming up on the weekend. I think there's no question, barring a really epic collapse, that Iowa State is comfortably in. Again, I cannot figure out. I texted you earlier today and asked, what in the world are these bracketologists thinking? Iowa State is still a 9. Kansas State's an 11 at 5-8. And like you said, they got a schedule favorable coming in, but they got to win the games.
Maybe that says more about the rest of the country.
I think anybody can win this tournament coming up. You got your favorites, obviously. I'm not sold on Gonzaga yet as the favorite going into the tournament, despite the fact that they are unbeaten on it. You know Kentucky's got all kinds of talent. You know Duke's got all kinds of talent. Arizona's got their team together now. They're playing as well as anybody out there. Oregon is playing as well. Pac-12 is very, very good at the top. Big 12, I think, is probably, along with the ACC, the two best leagues at this point. Maybe without any pressure, the Big Ten will finally come through this year and have a good tournament.
Kansas State is tied for seventh in the league.
They're seventh in the Big 12, which has 10 teams.
Good RPI, but still tied for seventh in the league.
It used to be, what have you done for me lately with the committee, but I don't know about that right now. Your thoughts, 319-366-1600 on that. We'll come back and give you an update on what's happening at wrestling and some texts as well at 319-366-1600. Back with more after this. Bay City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, Bay City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the Mature League, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at Bay City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym.
The best place to buy a Ford in eastern Iowa is Marion. The Marion Used Car Superstore has more used Fords than anybody in eastern Iowa. Nearly 200, yes, 200 used Fords to choose from. And during the Tax Time Special Purchase Sale Event, you can afford a Ford. The Marion Used Car Supercenter has 2015 Ford Fusions from $12,999. You can buy with only $189 down, $189 a month. That's incredible. With nearly 2,000 pre-owned vehicles, budget buys under $6,000, and guaranteed credit approval. Get more for your tax refund at your Marion Used Car Superstore. Special Purchase 2015 Ford Fusions, starting from $12,999. Buy Fusion $189 down. $189 a month. Over 200 Fords, plus BMWs, Chevys, Hondas, Kias, Jeeps, Toyotas. Financing's available and with guaranteed credit approval. Everyone can buy over 2,000 vehicles, including over 200 used Fords. The Marion Used Car Superstore, 7th Avenue and Blair's Ferry Road, across from Thomas Park. Online, McGrathAuto.com. Click specials.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics on the Gym. First Federal Credit Union, financial solutions for the way you live. FirstFedCU.com.
Member NCUA and equal housing lender.
Two hosts born and raised in eastern Iowa, talking eastern Iowa sports. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on the Gym Class, KGYM.
Back to wrap things up at 3:55 here on the Gym Class on KGYM. Any text there, Mark, that you need to get to before we set sail here tonight?
I do not, no. Okay. Little shout out to the Cornell men's team to clinching a spot in the conference tournament. That's the latest.
Okay, very good. Oh, by the way, should pass this along. Got a chance to talk to Frank Howell last night with his Graceland women's basketball team coming to town to take on Mount Mercy.
Mm-hmm.
Still same great guy, Frank Howell, just as I mentioned on Twitter last night, just different sweater. Got the navy blue sweater on. And Graceland beat Mount Mercy last night. Of course, he was going up against one of his former players, one of his favorites, I know, Micah Mims, last night. And that was a lot of fun. A lot of folks, especially from Cedar Rapids, Washington, coming mm-hmm. in there to take in that game last night. Trying to get the scoreboard here, but things aren't working as far as the internet is concerned, as far as wrestling scores. So
yeah, I'll give you an opportunity here. Afternoon Players Club coming up from 4 to 7 among the guests. Jess Settles of the Big Ten Network, the former Iowa star. He'll be appearing at 4:35. Fran McCaffrey had an interview with Todd and Tyler earlier today. That'll air at 5:30. And Brent Bloom at 6 o'clock will be talking Iowa State and the Cyclones' victory last night.
Refresh and you get everything you asked for. 1A, Don Bosco has taken over the lead over Lisbon momentarily. 22-20. Sibley O'Sheedon right now is in third. Albernette is in the fifth spot. North Lynn is 12th. Iowa City Regina 13th right now as far as up to the moment as far as Class 1A is concerned. The 2As will hit the mat coming up tonight. We'll have more coverage of the state wrestling tournament coming up tomorrow for you on the Gym Class program right here on KGYM. So looking forward to that. I will be at West I tonight, West and Xavier at 7:30. Alex will be down at West Branch for West Branch and Wapello. So tune in. APC, they're coming up next. Have a great night, everybody.
Your car has lots of lights. You've got headlights, interior lights, the light that comes on when you open your glove box. But there's one light that's the pest of the bunch, your check engine light. And at AutoZone, our Fix Finder service helps you troubleshoot the real problem for free. It could be something serious or something simple like a loose gas cap. And tax season's the perfect time to get your check engine light checked.